Hello, welcome to the You Are Measurable podcast. I'm Tanisha Hyde, your transformation agitator. In this podcast, we will be focusing on mindset, transformation, and support coaching for those that I like to call my masked heroes or my masked heroines. And basically, those are people who have achieved great things in life. You have a wonderful family, a wonderful business, career, but still there's something missing. You feel unfulfilled because you are not being, or you don't feel like you're being your true, authentic self. So it all feels like just a big masquerade. We will be airing our episodes weekly, and the purpose of our episodes are to remind you that no matter who you are, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I'm here to support you, to guide you, and coach you into being the best you so that you can enjoy your life, your business, whatever it is that you do or you enjoy doing, and that your cup is being filled with the best shit. If you are one of these mask heroes or mask heroines and you need help and guidance, then I'm here to agitate your thoughts and to help you transform the way that you are thinking so you can enjoy the best life and have the best business that you can have. Are you ready? Well, grab a glass of your favorite beverage and let's get started. For this episode, I want to talk about putting your saboteur in timeout. And I want to give you this illustration. What happens in movies when someone creates a diversion? Or what is the goal of the diversion they're asking somebody to create? Is to allow someone or something to sneak past unseen, undetected, or what have you. So I want to encourage you to start seeing your saboteur as a diversionist. And this can either be your inner saboteur, or if you have people around you in your circle, in your life, that you know are acting as this character in your story, don't overlook it. Don't overlook it. Don't laugh about it. I mean, because sometimes haters are fun. They are. The stuff that they do the most. And sometimes, yes, it's funny. But I want you to recognize and to see them for who and what they are, even your inner saboteur. That is just a diversionist. It's a diversion. When it riles up and it acts up, like when that inner voice gets to talking to you sideways and saying all the negative stuff to make you back down or back away or go hide, it's a diversion. It's trying to stop you from seeing something. It's trying to stop you from seeing how awesome you are. It's trying to stop you from seeing the progress that you're making. It's trying to stop you or block you from seeing when awesome opportunities are right in front of you. Because remember, when we talk about this a lot, and I talk about it a lot because it happens a lot, and I know a lot of us have either dealt with it or are dealing with it. And we're probably going to keep dealing with it because most of these things, they don't just go away. They get better. We learn how to deal, how to cope, how to dial it down, how to silence them, or as I said in the beginning, put them in timeout. Check them. Sit your behind down. Quit causing all this ruckus. We have to be tuned in and sensitive enough to how we react and respond to things to be able to catch it and tell ourselves, nah, that's just a diversion. It's just a diversion. It's nothing serious. It's trying to shift my focus, trying to get me off my square And it's also what I do. Again, like I said, you know, haters are funny. So even my inner saboteur is, it's kind of funny sometimes. And so I just laugh at him and say, oh, you just trying to make me miss something. Or, oh, you just acting like that because you're scared. Because when you call it out for what it is, it diminishes its voice. It diminishes its power or its hold when you put it in its place. Like if you're somebody that's ever had an issue with public speaking, you know, the first thing people always tell you, oh, well, just imagine the audience in their underwear. To me, that's kind of freaky. It's a little weird. No, I don't want to see these people when they draws. But I get it. It's something funny, something less threatening. And that's what this is. Putting your saboteur in timeout. So in essence, you have to also understand, okay, it's creating this diversion because it's trying to distract you, because it's thinking it's protecting you from the unknown, which would be that new opportunity or your new lifestyle, your new way of thinking, your new way of doing things. Those things are scary to what's hidden behind your inner saboteur, those traumas, those triggers, those things that, you know, make us feel in. You know, we have to call it out. We have to put it in this place. We have to let it know, okay, look, you're doing all of this. You're acting like a child. So I'm going to put you in time out so you can learn to behave the same as you would a child. So the reason that I wanted to talk about this again, to give you guys some more tools, some things that you can implement quickly to help you to overcome the things that might be holding you back. I don't want you to miss any of these great opportunities. Absolutely not, because your ego is scared. Your protector or your saboteur, really, they're all the same thing. But these diversions, a lot of times, throw us off because we're paying attention to the chaos, to the ruckus, to all the noise that's being caused. So again, acting like a child, put it in time out like you would a child. And this can pop up and this can happen in a lot of different situations or circumstances. So yeah, you can, again, make it fun. Different ways that you can do it. When these things pop up, like you have to, again, I'm going to say you have to be sensitive to the reactions and the responses, because the diversions will be different based on whatever it is that you're facing. So again, you know, it might be a new opportunity, a new something. It could be a raise at your job or a new position, a promotion or something like that. If you're a business owner or a service provider, it could be a new contract, a new client. And that's when you start to hear that negative voice saying, oh, well, you can't do that. You're not worthy of that. You're not good enough for that. Blah, 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 blah. No, you're talking negative. You're speaking negativity. And we don't do that. So I'm putting you in timeout. It could be that you need to do something. You need to address an issue, or you're working on digging up something surrounding a trauma or a memory or something from your past. And that voice, that ego, that hurt child or what have you, doesn't want to go there. It's too sore. It's too fresh. They're not ready to rip that scab off yet. You have to address it again like a child. Put it in time out. Hey, this is something that we need to do. And I understand that you don't want to do it. So if you cannot cooperate, then you're going to go over there. You're going to sit in the corner until I tell you, you can come out again. We cannot entertain these diversions. We cannot allow them the space, the energy, the power to prevent us from moving forward, to hinder our growth, to stagnate us, or to make us regress. Because that's not what we want. That's not what we're focused on. That's not where this journey is taking us. It's not taking us backwards. It's taking us forward. So this is just a tool that I find helpful. And I thought that it would be a good idea to share it with you guys. And you have to remember that along this journey, even though it gets scary sometimes, even though you go into some new areas, you're doing new stuff. And yes, it can be scary. It's going to be scary because it's new. Growth is never fun. It's exciting. But I'm saying the growing pains, they're never fun. That's why they're called growing pains. So we're growing. And we realize that these things that we're working to overcome now have held us back for so long. We can't afford to let that happen anymore. We can't afford to let that happen anymore. So if your inner saboteur, if your ego, if it's acting a fool, causing a bunch of chaos, put the joker in a corner. Put it in a corner. Let it know. I see you. I know what you're doing. I even know why you're doing it. But we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Put them in timeout. You know, give it that stern conversation. Hey, I'm going to need you to have a seat over here and reflect on your bad actions. A big, big part of this journey for most of us, if not all of us, is to be whole again, to get all of that negative crap out of our lives. And you have to see, like I said, you have to see your saboteur for what it is. It's definitely a diversionist, but it's also been tainted by that negative energy. It's also been tainted by the negative energy. You know that because it dwells on these things from the past. It dwells on it. It's always flashing it in your mind. It's always making you get that, you know, that anxiety that you feel it. Y'all know what it feels like. It's so crazy. I can't even explain it. It's always bringing up old shit. So we've put things in place, boundaries, new practices, these things that remind us of where we're going. We've got vision boards. We've got affirmation statements. We've got these things that we do in order to help us keep moving forward and what it is that we're trying to get to on this journey. Reinforce, fortify those practices, those things, those disciplines that is helping you to make this progress. Even if it is yourself, your inner saboteur, your inner voice that is playing this character, this diversionist in your life, put them in timeout. Put them in timeout. You have the authority to do that. You have the authority to do that. Thank you for listening to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you like the show, I would love for you to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast player. And that way you get notifications and you won't miss any of the new episodes. Also, if this episode resonated with you, then I'd like to hear from you. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. And also, if you don't mind, don't forget to give me that 5-star review as well. It would be greatly appreciated. You can also join my Facebook group if you're looking for more of the good shit that I offer. It's Straight No Chaser Transformation Lab. It'll also be listed down below in the show notes. So just in case you forget, I can't wait to see you there. And that way we can have more conversations regarding your transformation. Until next week, I'll see you soon.